Ventnor City Commission meeting, January 9th, 2020. January 9th, 2020.
Call to order. Please rise to the flag salute for our two chiefs. Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Lisa.
Mr. Kriebel?
Here.
Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. On December 16, 2019, official notice of this meeting was given to the Press of Atlantic City, Mainland Journal, and the Carrot, and was duly posted on the city bulletin board and on the city website. Before we begin tonight, I do want to acknowledge we have Freeholder John Woodley here with us tonight. And we have Atlantic County Surrogate Jim Kirkland. And we have Nanette Galloway, our reporter. So, for the people that are here that may not come to other meetings, just to let you know that our first meeting of the month, we had our Lord department heads to give us an update on their individual departments. And tonight is our reorg. So most of our agenda is items for a reorganization. And then after we have the open public discussion, we then go into our meeting where we vote. Which means, Emily, if you want to go have dinner and come back, you might want to do that. Okay. All right. So we have no presentation, so we will start with Ernie. Would you?
Here, Ernie. Yeah, is Ernie, you're going to set the tone.
Ernie already knows the go.
Good evening. Tonight we'll talk about water wastewater. For the year, last year we did 365 million gallons total for the year. It's about equal to what we did in 2018. So creeping up slightly. December we did 23 million gallons. That's pretty much exactly what we did the year before. As far as what's going on with water, we're continuing to put in hydrants. That's going to be a project for the year going forward. We just recently finished the hydrant yesterday of Baton Rouge and Bitter Avenue. We're going to be doing one next week, Atlantic Avenue and Oxford. As far as the new chlorination systems, I have some very good news on that. Well 8 and Well 10 are completely finished and are in operation. As for the chlorination itself, I'm very happy with the results. I will be able to push chlorine into the water, make it very safe to residents.
We have good water.
Water is very good.
Yes.
In December, we have an annual audit from the DEP Bureau of Safe Drinking Water. We had no issues with that. They basically go and review all of the analysis and everything we've done for the year. So that came out real well. 2020 is a lead and copper sampling year. Now that might sound like that simple, but lead and copper takes a lot of effort. You have to do 30 samples. And again, that doesn't sound like a lot, but I need the residents' help. And the sample sites we need, they actually take the samples, which makes it different from every other sample that we take in drinking. So I'm going to be on that very hard in the spring. I want to take the samples. The sample period is actually June 1st through September 30th. And I want to have them done in June because it's just easier to get it done.
Does the state dictate what residents' house you go to?
There is a range. You have to have a home that is built in the 1910, 1920, 1930 range. It has either a lead service, galvanized service line. Now, Ventnor doesn't have lead lines, it has galvanized services. The other range is homes built between 1982 and 1986. So you gotta be very selective where you get these 30 sample sites. So right off from the bat, you're throwing most of the homes
out.
And then you have to consider, well, what did we do 3 years ago? Because it's a 3-year monitoring period. And with that, it just makes the whole thing very difficult. So, go on to wastewater. Really not much to say about that. It's just we can continue to keep it going. Also,
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great, thank you, Ernie. I'm glad I asked that question because I was curious. Okay, next, Chief Cahill.
The fire department is in the midst of building Station 2. They put up about 80 to 90% of the roof trusses today, so we're on a long time and target for where we are at this phase of the
project.
We had a couple of very productive meetings this week, which Ed was involved with, closing all the little loopholes at the end we don't want to run into. And everything else is working out right.
Wonderful.
Our call volume for month of December was about as it was last year, and our call volume for the year, we were down slightly, but we had no adverse weather effects this year so far, or pardon me, in 19, that inflates our service numbers. We're static on call volume, but we're busy. We're the second busiest department in the county at this point for fire and EMS.
You guys have to go over the fire code. Oh, well, yeah.
You want to mention the signaling station too?
The signaling?
Yeah, the street.
Well, actually, I received an email from the county about that. They are on board with everything I spoke to them about 5 months ago, and everything I asked them to do, they're going to do. We're in good shape with all the ancillary entities we have to deal with.
Will be patrolled by the firehouse with that signal there?
Well, they're actually going to remark the whole intersection and make it safer for us to get out and for people to get by when we're responding out of the building.
Oh, no. Oh, no. So you won't be able to make a left out of that one street parallel?
No, you'll be able to do it, but it'll be controlled in a different manner that doesn't allow traffic to sit in front of the firehouse.
They come out and they get stuck.
They get stuck between the two lights and watch.
There's going to be a ramp hurt there when that happens.
Right.
It's good that we got exactly what we needed for that corner.
And the plans are already drawn up.
It said like
90%. Yeah.
That's not part of the resignalization of that is.
It is.
Is that project.
Yeah.
Okay. So the money there is an issue. That's all John here to play about. For sure, but I don't think they just. The plan to, but I don't know that they squared away the fund. They have the federal highway fund.
Yeah.
Now it's the IBAC. Yeah. Federal money pulled out.
So, is there something else we need to tell you?
So the county's project is to re-signalize all the intersections on Remington, Dorset, and Ventnor Avenue from Dorset to Marnie, through Marnie. Marnie service here. The plans that we've seen are only dealing with signalization. That's my understanding.
Striping
and the accessible corners. Our concern is, and we've seen it firsthand at Dunkin' Donuts, that intersection where they put these handicap ramps in is not taken into consideration stormwater. The water in Ventnor runs from land to the ocean, land to the bed. So the water runs down the gutters and goes bubble up, siphons, whatever you call them, under these roads. So they are old. They've been here for probably 100 years. They're small, mostly blocked. We asked the county to include that, and they said it's not included in the project or the funding, but now that funding has changed potentially. We might be making that ask. We'll see. It's an issue we're having that if we're going to be doing a lot of work in a county road, we should include that.
Please send us a formalized letter.
We will do that.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Bill?
Bill Crowley, Pack Assessor. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
The town is doing really well. It's increasing in value. and properties are selling pretty quickly. I did a little research on the sale. Between 14 and 15, the average time on the market was 143 days. The high was 1,320 days that it sat. So the properties that sold between 14 and 15, some of them sat on the market for over 1,300 days. 15 to 16, it was 1,200 days that it sat for at the most, and the average was 124. In this past year, the property sold an average of 51 days, a high of 241 days.
Wow. So it went from 1,300 days to 51 days.
It went from 143 on average.
Wow.
1,320 at the high mark, and 241 now at the low mark. And our value has increased since our rebuild. We went up from 17 to 18, $4 million. 18 to 19, about $6.5 million. And this past year, we've increased it $13 million.
Wow.
That's just your fault.
Should I have those?
Yeah, I just have to stop right now.
Yeah, just send them.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
Yes, sir. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jim?
Good evening. Just a few updates on a few things. First, in regards to door security, since we are at a point where we're going out to bid for the doors, I decided to get the project started. So I'm meeting with the vendor tomorrow to at least get all of the nuts and bolts worked out. We're going to get all wiring done, get the server in place, do the doors we can do, so that when we get the bid specs done and we get the bid out to bid and get the doors in, all we're going to have to do is pop the hardware in and be ready to go. So at least this is done. And that also gives us more time to get used to the system and to get any, you know, potential issues or stuff out of it before, you know, the whole thing is done. It just gives us a little more time. So I decided to get them in here, so they're coming in tomorrow, we'll do a kickoff meeting, and we're going to at least get the project rolling. In regards to the email system, we had to amend our quote to Dell to up our licenses by 10 in order to get into the next tier of support for the project. That's been done. It's been sent to Dell. Now it's a waiting game on Microsoft. Once we get the contract done and signed, they're in a purchase order. I'm looking at the title for 46 weeks to implement the email. So that should hopefully be done sometime soon. Firehouse was given the first of two mobile tablets this week, so the inspectors are going to be doing mobile inspections and also mobile printers so that they can actually deal with violations and inspection notices right at the sites. Should have a second one by the first part of next week and be ready to go on that.
They have printers as well?
They have printers, yeah. They're doing mobile printers. Yeah. Working right now with Verizon to upgrade our 911 circuits because we were notified by Tactical for communications upgrade that we have to upgrade our 911 system. So it's just a matter of upgrading the speed of the circuit, all the different stuff. So right now we're going to get the finalized quotes from Verizon as to what it's going to be.
What we're finding is that when we're any of the upgrading we're going to need to do for our city, we're going to need to get done because this was an $11,000 expenditure for 911. That was 40 years out of date, basically, correct? It hasn't been touched in 40 years. So in a building like this, as we move on, one of the things we're going to have to take into consideration is getting public utilities involved and seeing what we are going to need and the systems we are going to be requesting for a building we're operating with, if this building is going to be able to support them and what it's going to cost us to upgrade the building. So any project moving forward, doing the phone electronics, correct?
Which was on the next step of that. So I'm working also, at work with Comcast and Beth, if you could, I'm going to need your signature on that. Our Wi-Fi, our current Wi-Fi, anybody who uses Wi-Fi in this building, it's slower than slow.
Yeah.
Well,
usually extending it.
I found out through a lot of my research, we were dealing with a 16.2 speed, which is actually slower than DSL. So I worked with Comcast over the last several days, and our national account is no longer available to be able to be upgraded, but I was able to get a business class for less than what we're currently paying with a speed of 200. So that's going to increase the speed by 15 times, which we actually need to coincide with the door security and everything. So that's just something that's everyone's going to hire us. And so that's, you know, the next thing that I'll be working with the door company is to upgrade our Wi-Fi signal, which right now is 8 years old, the one we have in there. So we'll be talking with them tomorrow. I already got a quote from them to get with them. That's what I have for right now.
Great, thanks. Lisa?
I'll just give you a 2019 City Clerk Year Roundup. So for 2019, we processed 392 resolutions, we prepared 23 ordinances, we processed 40 street openings, we issued 130 certified copies, 62 marriage licenses, 435 death certificates, we processed 352 dog licenses, sent out 290 letters reminding people for the renewal of 2020 dog renewals. We processed 160 mercantile licenses, 3 which were new owners. We had approximately 160 OPA requests, and we processed approximately 33 yard sales.
Thank you.
And that's about it. That's all I got.
That's all you did this year? I don't think we need you. Thank you, Lisa. Margaret.
We had our tax sale December 27th. Everything went, nothing instructed the municipality. I sent out all the certificates if they can record it. Sent out reminder letters to homeowners to let them know what we need to place on their property. Basically, we've been working on that for the past 2 weeks. And the other thing we're working on is the senior citizens for their $250 deduction for sending those letters out. So, by tomorrow, we'll be out in the mail for people.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Adam. Okay, I'm still currently working on this year's budget. It's a lot of work. We met with some of the departments, went over the budgets already, and the auditors are coming on Monday to go over, and Leon's going to come over to work on the budget with me.
You redesigned the way we're doing our books internally, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
By department?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Which is great.
And also, he's coming Monday because we're the only town that he had to finish closing the year out. So that's why he's coming. So hopefully, you know.
That's real good.
So that's why he's coming with the audience staff. So they're going to put the AFS together and all that.
Great.
So that's what we're working on. I got the information where we have to send a payment to.
But did she give the interest?
No, she did not give us the interest. But I got where I have to send a payment to, but I don't know how much it is.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Is it from that woman? Or?
No, I got it from somebody from the state.
You want to let Leon know that she was lying or something?
Yeah, I did let her know.
I emailed her a few times.
I saw her.
Yeah.
No response, but I got it from Tim Cunningham, a larger grant. He gave me the person who gave me the person I can send the payment to.
They don't want the money.
Yeah, they got it.
They don't send it to the fund.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I have principal, but I don't have the interest.
Ed?
Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome.
I handed out the report of everything, but I'll just touch on a few highlights. We are removing holiday decorations. I'll wrap up hopefully early part of next week.
And I just to give you one reminder on that. We ordered the same, it's not you, it's we, the company. We ordered the same exact sofa. And for some reason, this year's, the lighting is more like a white. And last year's, they're like, yeah, but same thing though. Last year the lights are a little bit yellowish.
No, too snow place.
Stop it. So, can you do me a favor?
I haven't been having it.
Right. So, did they take them down yet?
We took them down and we did separate.
So you
all right.
Okay. So you separate. So just let me know how many yellow, how many white. And then we'll figure it out because I can't see the two different colors like that. Okay. Yeah, we will put
one color on Atlantic, and we'll buy more for Ventnor Avenue. Okay, and can we work with the electric company to make, because for our poles to have electric, to like wait for?
They were advised not to.
I know, but that, I know, we need to advise them in June. Right. Can you look?
Yes.
Without, yeah.
I did email Ken Mock.
Okay.
I told him, you know, thank you for trying.
I know, he did.
We have the nine that you didn't get to this year, we'll have more for next year, and I'll get it to him in the summertime. I may get it to him next month.
Yeah, right, and just keep sending it, exactly, that'd be great. All right, just give me a count of the yellow and the white, so next year we can look like Paddington. My God, it's pretty, yeah, it's just a whole different, I mean, they look pretty.
Unshootable.
Yeah, it's just. Yeah, I gotta go. That's where I saw the trash can.
Water moves medium.
I'm sorry.
I have 5 minutes on this trip.
Well, it's not just boring, it's a visual.
Not in January.
We are also taking advantage of the mild weather, and we're working on vegetation and cleaning up the landscaping beds at the tennis courts, library, and city hall. We have the plows ready, the salt spreaders ready, the bank that comes. We will be ready for them, and our next effort will be on the beach trying to create out the dune paths for safe access to the beach, leveling them out. I am meeting with the Army Corps and the DEP on the 24th of this month. Everything else is on this list. If you have any questions.
Sure. Just to follow up on the beach erosion. There's a lot of comments, a lot of calls. We don't control beyond the dunes. We are allowed to maintain the beach pads that Ed just talked about. The erosion, we can fix those cliffs that you want to call them. We can fix that and make them safe. But we cannot fill a beach. We cannot recreate that beach. We're not due for another beach replacement until next fall. Not this coming fall, next fall.
No, I think it's
maybe spring.
Yeah, and
they're always
after the summer.
They're always late. We're going to have to figure out what we're going to do for the summer, and it might not be have beaches in that area at high tide.
Okay.
Because even this past summer, Buffalo Avenue at high tide, came in high tide, the beach was at the toe of the that was this summer. So there's an issue there that we've made Army Corps aware of.
We're not now. No.
We don't have a dredge.
I got you.
We don't want
to dredge. Oh, yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just make sure Ed heard that. We do not want to dredge.
Yeah.
Not buying for it, understood.
We put a special request in there?
We have. We've asked them. Their response is you're on a 3-year replenishment program, and that's what they do. They're somewhere else now.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
And the funding's not. The funding, their funding is 3 to 5 years.
It's 3 years.
Yeah, sure.
So we're going to meet with them on the 24th, and some of the guys at the conference call.
I've asked them to come to me.
Okay.
And feel seeing like that's possible.
We've got a good relationship with both Phil Dixon.
Phil Dixon and Keith Watson.
And Keith Watson from DEP and then Ken Goldberg from the Army Corps has been real responsive to us. Goldberg has an apartment in Margate. The Deputy Commissioner of the DEP has a condo here in Canada.
Loves multiple condos.
So we have reached out to the appropriate agencies. It's just a fact of it's not coming in with a couple of dump trucks loaded of sand.
Right.
It's thousands of cubic yards of sand that have to fix that. And it's not something that we can readily just do.
Would they tell us to close these beaches then? For safety issues? Or
no, they won't. It's not a safety thing. It's a convenience.
Okay.
It's going to be a convenience thing in the summertime.
Okay.
You live on a street, Buffalo Avenue. If you live there, you may have to go a couple blocks over north or south to get to a beach where you can put your chairs out and sit there for the day. And we're hoping that doesn't happen, but in the spring we get sand back. What happens in the winter, we all live here, we know. Sand leaves in the wintertime and comes back in the summer. Last year it didn't come back enough. If you went to that beach, I did, because I was on that beach, the sand was 50 yards off. You had a gully or a hospital on. every day of the time. So you have that, you put in that tax for interest, but the sand is there. You just never got pushed out of the beach.
Gotcha.
Sorry to spend so much time on that, and that's a critical thing.
No, it is, yeah, it is.
We need to communicate that to the public.
Right.
Really close with Sarah on this, before the 24th? Or after the 24th, I'm asking.
I think the suggestion is that we post that we are meeting with the Army Corps and the ZDP on the 24th. We have asked, you know, for some action, we asked for this meeting, and we'll meet, and then, and I've asked them to produce the public notice. It's okay, I think they should explain what their plan is to adjust this.
Okay, so we'll do that up for that. Well, I'll post that sometime in the next week or so to be prepared, that we'll have the final information.
We don't know. We have not, I.
All right.
But yeah, the punishment and you're in that.
Yeah, yeah, but at least we're saying what we're gonna do, when we're gonna do it.
Thank you. Chief Biagi.
I don't have a year end yet, we do an annual report, so we will be compiling all the year's yard reports, and our call volume, I'll wait for the next meeting to do that. Stuff that's more pending is, I spoke with Chief Cahill, and one of the things that was lacking in our initial construction of the firehouse was security cameras. They had not got at. For building that new, there's no alarm, there's no cameras when they leave, and the garage doors stay open, it needs accessibility. We've got a plan on getting some external cameras at the planning. That would probably be the best time to do it, is while we're in the planning stage here. Not that expensive. I think we should start looking into that before they start closing up walls and things and getting a moderate system in place there.
Yeah.
So that's
a Wi-Fi
too.
Yeah, it's all
Wi-Fi. Yeah, okay. But it's a brand new building. Yeah. We gotta have all our buildings are gonna have it.
Right.
It's gonna be required. Homeland Security requires it. So let's get ahead of the game on this one. Other thing is that we're coming into with special events. We are coming into that area where we need to start planning things, and usually we have the BPA that plans most of these things. So what I'm proposing is that we hire a seasonal employee, minimum wage. We have one in mind that would do an hourly rate to get our block parties and our concerts in place until we get a more suitable firm, a marketing firm that we can do RFPs on and start vetting them. But we definitely need this right now. It's something that our in-house staff cannot do alone. So minimum wage employee would be the best way to go. I have somebody in mind.
Did you say part-time?
Part-time, yes.
Yeah, so this is a conversation we had today. Part of it is carving out some of the celebration public events line item, and we had professional services that we used for the VBA. So the VBA is no longer gonna need that. Somehow, and they're working on that on a number. In the long term, to have potentially a PR retained firm that would work with every department, that would, you know, be in contact with every department head to say, what do you have that needs to be produced and be communicated, and also help with special events. In the short term, between now and when we get that done, I think we need somebody to make sure that our signature events, which is basically the concerts, very popular, and the block lineup need to be, groundwork has to be done now.
I understand. My concern, honestly, is that we have other big events in the city, one being the parade. The person is a volunteer.
We discussed that.
Okay.
And actually, we planned on doing the same hourly offering for that employee as well. Because that is a huge undertaking. It's actually taking
it is.
To the next level. Yeah. So whatever we would be offering this seasonal employee for this first, we'll be looking at two. Yes, absolutely. Same rate.
And where is that? What line are we doing?
That would be out of the BPA money that we did have.
Did they fall apart?
They didn't fall apart. They just fold.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I guess okay. It's more that they
But in a way, they hand it over to us. The block party and the concerts, a lot of times, they handled all that. But they came to a sort of a realization that that wasn't really fulfilling the mission as a business association. Those were, all the people involved had their own businesses. So it was just, I think this potentially could be a more successful way. I don't think the city needs to be in a party planning business, but we do have, but other cities, and we have a few signature events that we want to, I think, should continue to put on. We're more likely to encourage things like this, the Seafood Fest and other privately held events.
I'll go over that line there with you. Okay. Yeah. So they start carving out of it. Yeah, just so I know what we'll use it for.
We're on the clock here. We're in January. These are things that we talked about. Right. So we're at an area where if we don't jump on this soon, we're not going to have a block party.
Right.
So that's something we're
excited. No, I'm fine with it. I just want to get with Al.
I'm just making you aware that we need to.
That's fine. Okay.
And that's pretty much the next meeting. I will have everything for the year and the steps.
And that's really, do you agree that those are two events and we want to continue to?
I have no, I agree, and I don't have a problem paying somebody to do the job. Right. My concern is you pay one person and you have somebody that's been working for nothing for years putting on great events. It's just not a good.
No, we all
that was one of our things we brought up.
She may not, but I think, you got to be, it's just bad taste in my mouth. That first piece said. I'm good.
Understood. No.
Yeah, it's a special event that would answer to me. Unless you want to sign somebody else to it. But I think that's a special
event. I nominate the chief.
I second that.
Third nomination.
Roll call.
I volunteer my service.
I don't have to give you a stipend, right?
Nope.
Okay. Lisa, make sure you have
okay.
Great, thank you.
And Department of Legion?
It's an apartment.
Just real quick, Jimmy couldn't make it tonight. He asked me if he could bow out. We're working on a few things, some ordinance amendments that we'll be sending to Mr. McGuire soon, dealing with a couple of different things that we'll use in the back of the system. We're moving that forward. Other than that, we're pretty, I try monthly to send, weekly to send you guys copies of the complaints we get, the code complaints, and throw a copy, get it out. You gotta call me up, check it out. Sometimes it's not there, sometimes it is. But some of the stuff we're trying to address is what we're seeing downtown.
Yeah.
We're going out there for the Bellevue one. So that was the issue. So that's some of it. Yeah. We've been kind of letting them move along, but we're moving too slow.
Yeah.
Moving too slow, making it to the properties, and we're going to get back on top of that.
And Primrose needs to do something with their outside.
You'll be emailed to the same standard.
Absolutely. Every time I go, every time I put by there,
it's a lot of things.
The sign is just bad. It's bad. If you're going to have a sign, then it should look good. If you're not going to keep it up,
then just repair has to be.
Right. If not, then just paint over to make it one color. But to see words you can barely see, it looks really not great.
I don't think that's right.
Chief Gale said it.
Right.
I think a good deal of department head that is staying is Ted.
Back.
I go over there.
Yeah.
And then that's real.
Thank you all.
Lisa, I'll get you again. I'll get you soon. Real soon.
Hey, you know what?
You guys remember today?
Have a good time.
Thank you. You too. Travel home. I hope it doesn't cost you much in the car.
See if I
can
hold up.
You
can hold up one second.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say happy New Year. You know, it's a fun time to come around because it's a New Year and time of optimism. But it was really fun to watch the department heads in action because, you know, the hard work you do is greatly appreciated. That was a special place, beautiful. And you know, the work you do is reflected in the quality of lectures you provide for visitors or residents here, so.
You guys are kind of unique in what you do.
Yeah.
The department heads are on the table. I've seen you do it many times before. And it really is a great thing to do because it lets everybody know we're on the same sheet of music.
Right.
Even if one department knows what's going on, another department, it's great. It's great. You're doing a great job. And anything we can do in the county, let us know, please.
Take action immediately after following the workshop portion tonight. First thing is we'll have our minutes from December 12, 2019. We have no introductions of ordinances. We have no public hearings or adoptions. Why do we have it that we don't have any, and then right under it, it does have a public hearing?
Because you don't have any ordinances for public hearings.
No ordinances.
Two public hearings.
Okay, I got you. We do have two public hearings for street openings, 116 Stratford Avenue and 5900 Warwick Avenue. The following is a very long list of part of our reorg, so just bear with me. They are all resolutions for the new year, which is 2020. I will say the number after that so you don't hear me say 2020 40 times. So the first one is 2020-001, and that is us awarding a contract to our city solicitor, Tim McGuire. The next one is number 002, and that is us awarding a contract to the city auditor for Scott & Associates. The next is 003. Awarding a contract planning and grant assistance from James Rotella. The next is 004, and that's a contract for a conflict solicitor, Parker McKay. The next is 005, and that's awarding a contract to our general tax counsel, Hank Rovelard. The next is 006, award contract for risk management consultants, C.J. Adams and Stanley Gunnison. The next is 007, award contract for NJEIT, financing for bond counsel, Joel Fleischman. The next is 008, award contract for bond counsel, Archer and Reiner. Next is 009, award contract for health insurance broker, professional benefit counseling, counsel, consultants incorporated. Next is 010, awarding a contract for city prosecutor, William Reynolds. Next is 011, award contract for public defender, Darren Lord. 012, award a contract for continuing disclosure agent, NW Financial Group. 013, award contract for financial advisor of record, NW Financial Group. 014, award contract for labor relations and counsel, Riccio, Pepper, unless they got new partners, Masano and Ruth. 015, authorizing the annual schedule for the city commission commissioners meeting / the sunshine notice. 016, designation of official newspapers. 017, designate public agency compliance officer, being Lisa Han, our city clerk. 018, establishing rules of order and conduct for the city commission meetings. 019, designating bank depository. 020, adopting cash management plan. 021, 2020 temporary budget. 022, appointing Sam Gus for the fund commissioner and Joe Iazzanelli as alternate. 023, appointing contact person for the employment practices liability hotline with the county, Atlantic County Municipal Joint Insurance Fund. Appointing JIF safety coordinator, Donna Peterson, authorizing the tax assessor to handle appeals. 026, authorizing the tax collector to charge interest on delinquent tax property and sewer accounts. 027, authorizing the tax collector to process properly property and sewer tax refund and cancellation of refund of a delinquency of $10 or less. 028, authorizing public employee bond. 029, appointing a police custodial records. 030, authorizing agreement with Atlanticare for medical surveillance program for firefighters, police, and public works and all new employees for the city as required. 031, appointing class 3 members to the planning board for 2020. 032, appointing members to the planning board for the year of regular planning board 2020. 033, authorizing the mayor to execute an agreement with emergency training and consultant. 034, appointing the Green Team Advisory Committee. 035, appointing the Municipal Alliance Committee. 036, authorizing a stipend to be paid to John Connor to serve as an on-call employee for the sewer department. 037, authorizing a stipend to be paid to Wayne Coleman to serve as an on-call employee for the sewer department. 038, authorizing agreement for code red emergency notification system between the City of Ventnor and OnSolve LLC. 039, authorizing a professional service contract for police training to the Rogers Group LLC, not to exceed $14,403. 040, supporting the 2020 census. 041, adopting a wellness policy in the City of Ventnor. 042, 43, 44, and 45 are all tax abatements, and in the agenda, the streets are listed. 046 is a refund of a tax payment. 047, authorizing the contract with Jobs for Blue for coordination of off-duty employment of our police officers. 048, we had an emergency repair to wastewater collection at the intersection of Calvert and Dorset. 049, authorizing our purchase agent to prepare plan specifications to publicly bid 81-inch residential cold meters and 35/8 times 3/4 meters for the option for one additional bid, 0020-1. 050 is authorizing the City of Ventnor to apply for and accept a sub-grant award from the federal fiscal year 2020 from the Department of Homeland Security Emergency Management Performance Grant program funding and for the city chief financial officer to amend the budget and certify the availability of funds. 051, amending resolution 2019-014, Brescio, Pepper, DeSanto, Ruth, Labor Council. 052, appointing Prague Incorporated to coordinate and perform alcohol and drug testing on staff. Code. Jeez. 053, appointing an ad hoc citizen advisory committee. 054, appointing members of the City of Ventnor creative team for 2020, that's our Ventnor Arts Alliance. 055, approving a memorandum of agreement between the City of Ventnor and the New Jersey Police, the Lebanon, whatever. Association Local 90, PBS 97. Next is 056, adjusting the salary of our municipal judge, Michael Mosca.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very well done. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah. Okay. The next thing on our agenda, we will approve bills and payroll. We'll have discussion items. Do we have discussion items?
We have one.
We have one. So we will do our discussion item now. Yeah, just help me. Okay. Where am I?
It is a hardship variance for 114 South Portland Avenue.
Yes.
For street vacation. Ed?
This is a new construction, and we are required as a replacement of the water sewer.
Street opening, not the street.
Street opening, okay. That's right. And the street's under a moratorium, so this is the initial request to be heard for public.
Okay. So this is one that we're asking them to replace the old.
That is correct. Okay. An old galvanized service, and we are requiring that it be replaced with concrete.
So in prior years, when someone builds a new house or does enough renovations, they just connect to the old lines down the street with their new service, with the new meter and whatever. And we've had this discussion multiple times. A year ago.
Plus or minus.
Ed and Ernie came to me first, and we brought it here to talk about, and we have a lot of old connections with the sewer and water lines. Some of the old water line connections are these old lead goosenecks. So what we've found is that we recognize where these are when that line was put in for those homes, and when we see them come in for new construction or significant renovation, we've asked them to replace them. And that's one of these cases here in order to get newer connections that don't break.
Right.
They're 100 year old.
Yeah.
So.
And it's also they're building bigger homes than what they tore down.
Right.
And the older service is smaller diameter and is aged, so the actual flow and the pressure that's provided is limited. So you were put in a new house and then you're getting complaints to
right.
the city for low pressure. So it kind of protects everyone.
It's proactive, not react. This saves us problems down the road, breaks.
We've done this for many houses through the years.
40 or 50 times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, two on the agenda.
And you, as our engineer, you evaluate the situation, and then it comes to us.
That's correct.
And we trust what you're telling us. So it's a no-brainer. Okay. You okay with that, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So this will be a public hearing on this, the first meeting of February.
Right.
2020, which is the date of, what is that date?
Next meeting is the 23rd, so it'll be 2 weeks after 13? That. It'll be
February 13th. No, that's okay.
Yeah, February 18th.
Yeah, because 14th is
Friday.
Friday,
February
13th. Yeah. So we'll let the
I'll call them tomorrow.
Gevinson know
yes.
that that's mm-hmm. going to be, because they'll have to come and talk.
Correct.
Give them a presentation, not a presentation, but
yes.
comments. I don't think so. No. Is that all you have tonight, Ed? Do we need to hold you here for anything?
We have two.
Okay. So why don't we hold it?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We have two street. You're right. Okay. We'll go. That's fine. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Public portion.
Okay. Next, we have our public portion. This is for everything that we discussed so far. If you'd like to get up and speak. So do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Anybody like to talk about anything that we discussed thus far? There will be another public portion at the end where you can talk about anything that you may want to talk about. But this is only on this. We're good? All right. I see none. Do I have a motion to close the public portion?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting.
Motion to close workshop.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. First item to vote on is our minutes from December 12, 2019 regular meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve minutes from December 12, 2019.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call.
Mr. Kriegel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langraff?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Abstained. We do not have any ordinances to introduce. We do not have any public hearings on ordinances. And we do not have any ordinance adoption. So the next is our public hearings on our street openings. Ed, you'll talk to us about that. One is, we don't have to because we just need to know if anybody wants to get up. One is 116 South Stratford Avenue and the other one is 5900. So I have a motion to open public hearing on these street openings.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone like to get up and discuss anything on these two street openings? The one address is 116 Stratford Avenue and the other one is 5900 Orwell. You come to the microphone and please state your name and your address and then whatever you like to say.
Thank you. I'm Jackie Reinberg, 113 Delton Court Avenue. So we have a concern about the street opening in front of us, which is on Newport Ave for 116 South Stratford, because the opening is on Newport. It's winter. If they leave it open and it freezes, it's a problem. It's access to the boardwalk. It's access to the pole. And the timing.
What are we going to leave open?
Well, when they open it, they have to leave it open to put in the lines to do it, right?
Ed, would you like to explain the process?
Yeah, can you explain
it?
That would be lovely. Thank you.
The process will be that we have to open up the street to expand the sewer main, put in the water service and the sewer service. Trenches will not be allowed to be open overnight, so we have to work each day to get the work as much as they can in one day, and they'll backfill and they'll keep it safe. They should be able to finish it in a day. They may extend the second day in terms of the utility. Then they'll backfill. Then they will pave. Pave is going to be depending on the weather. But it will be safe. It will be passable and accessible until we pave. And in that operation, we take half a day to pave. So,
state your name and
My name's Emily Christian. I live at 111 South Newport. The whole line on the street is affected by that one thing. So are we going to lose our water? Are we going to have to replace streets in our houses? And one of the new neighbors that just purchased a $1.3 million house is not here, but he's a lawyer. And he suggested what happens if he's in Vermont or Tokyo doing a law firm scenario. Is he able to have his house not freeze? That's what we're concerned about. Why are we doing
this happens
now?
Every day.
Let's just listen to what we're saying. That house has been built since last May.
Okay.
Okay. Why they didn't do this in the summer months when you could get a day where you would lose the freezer. And we all have our heat on right now. And I have seen a lot of houses that freeze for the water.
So I don't think this would affect your house, no. The interior of your house.
But the main valve that is the front of the house affects all of the houses.
None of that gets turned off.
None of that gets turned off.
It did not specify in Ben Chapman's letter to us saying anything about what he is doing or the grammar.
It's a water tap to replace a service.
But it does not say that in the letter. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
We're expressing our views to say that we've known Ben Chapman to do certain things on that property already that were not approved by the neighbors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he's not saying it very conducive to the rest of the street, but he is doing something to those houses. And that's what we're trying to say, is that if you're gonna block driveway, if you're gonna block the street, it does affect us getting to work, having our normal life, and having freezing pipes.
I understand your concern. Ed will
don't understand them at all.
We'll have it every day.
We'll monitor them, but they shouldn't have to shut the water off. We don't anticipate that. There's always that small chance that there's some fracture of the pipe. We don't expect that. We capitalize means to run the water service. The sewer main, if any either extend that, that has zero impact to you because this is the problem with the upstream. So we don't anticipate shutting off water. The sanitary sewer should have zero impact on you. In terms of repaving of the street, we're going to go to the limit of where we have to open it. If that is in front of your property, we'll make sure that it has to not impact your access to your property. If it is in front of your driveway, which on top of that, I don't know. We'll make sure that no issues get in. We're going to come in on this day. We're going to do this, so at least you have a heads up to move the car so that the work in front of your house on the street. So we'll do that.
Pipes that are there are 100 years old, just like for that.
Understood.
And they're not new.
I understand. And as the commissioner said, that's the case all around town. And we have means, we have a water main all the time with one of the services. So it's cast iron pipe. We do it all the time. There's always that small chance that the running will probably be anticipated. If it happens, we can sure that we address it with the other ones.
Can I ask
one
more question?
Are you
here?
No, okay. So will it improve, I just am curious, will it improve the water pressure for the people who are here?
No.
I need to ask a question. I also need to ask the question that they dug up all behind my house for their electrical line, and I've spoken to Mr. Chapman about replacing the concrete block, which he broke all across the thing, so we're going to get to my garage, my basement, and he keeps telling me he's going to fix it. So my concern is, and although I trust my city to do the right thing, it just is a number of things, to Emily's point, that still do not get addressed, that do not show up in letters. And I just want to make sure that we're all focused that. So as long as, you know, we don't lose our water, I work at home and I'm not flying, it's just, that was really my concern.
We understand. And if you, Emily, you know more than anybody, especially being what you do for a living. If there's a resident that is not compliant with the city code, That's you need to let the city know.
I did.
You did?
I'll follow up. And they told me to call Mr. Chapman, which I have. So, multiple times. And he tells me now that when he does the concrete for his driveway, he'll fix it. But in the meantime, in the winter.
Right. You're right.
The bottom line is you won't get a CO for the house until it's fixed.
Well, that's great.
In the meantime, we have to look at it.
In the meantime, I can trip over. In the meantime, I'm going to walk to my basement. I've got all broken concrete.
So it's on your property?
It's on my property.
So, I'll talk to code.
That's why he got his electrical line.
I'll talk to code tomorrow and
because he didn't think
it's going to have to be repaired.
What's your address?
113
South.
And I really, I love my city.
It
has nothing to do with that.
We
just
are
trying to be.
I understand. Nobody wants a pipe broken in the winter. I understand.
Well, we're just concerned about who pays the pipe.
But to circle back to that, these supply lines are all independent. So the lines that are going to be, that are for this new construction are not going to impact the supply of your house. They're independent in separate places.
Just remember to drip your water at night when it's real cold.
I know you do.
I know. You have every right to come, and I understand what you're saying. Nobody wants something like that to happen in their home at any time.
I think it's because of the letter that was sent to us did not say anything of what parameter, even when it is even scheduled, we don't even know that either.
Right.
And personally, I think he should have said that in the letter, that it was specifically said, like, could we know it was next Tuesday, or we're not allowed to know that. It's a big secret.
Well, they won't know that. They do that, they won't know that until they come through this process.
Right.
There's no way the builder or the guy digging the utilities would know that because they have to come here first.
Right. Yeah, no, that's fine.
So that's the process. So what I would like to do, maybe Tim, you could help us, write a standard letter that will go to any builder, contractor who's got to open up the street so they know exactly, so it's better worded. It's not their words, it's our words.
Right.
So that might solve some of their problems.
Right, that would help, that's why we came.
Lisa, can you send them what they use now? And then I will edit that and.
Okay, that might help you guys to know a little bit more about.
Like Jackie said, she works at home, I'm in and out probably about, and we have constant traffic on that street. It's not a normal street in the city, it's like Little Rock Avenue.
Right.
Our street is busy 24/7.
Yeah, we got the community building, the library.
And there's a lot of old people there, and they're gonna freak out of their brain once they find out that there's construction on the street.
Right.
And I'm not saying that they're wonderful people, but they have trouble parking, let alone dealing with construction.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It shouldn't be that long.
But I appreciate you coming out to help, and hopefully you coming out will help us.
Yeah.
Make the process better in the future.
And even if you put a notice over there, tell them that it's gonna happen on Wednesday.
Right.
So they don't get.
The senior, yeah.
Of the bingo game.
I know.
You know?
Right.
Is there anyone here from Chapman Construction?
Yeah, and then Chapman.
Okay. And anything you wanna say to appease these residents' concerns?
I spoke to you a few times about your, like sidewalk.
Ben, you gotta come up.
Ben, you have to.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Ben, you have to do that.
Yeah, I spoke to you both on your side. I took a look at it.
Ben, you have to say your name.
Yeah, say your name for reference.
Okay, Ben Chapman, 102 South Franklin Avenue in Margate. Yeah, I looked at your sidewalk and I thought you'd take care of it.
I know, but it's winter.
Okay.
And so we talked about it in the spring and in the summer, and so it's now winter.
I mean, to be honest, I went and looked at your sidewalk, and those cracks are, they weren't new cracks.
No, those blocks were, the cement blocks were completely stable. There were no, yes, there are, you know, normal cracks, but you broke the block. The concrete blocks are broken.
I mean.
They were not broken before.
Okay, Tim.
Yeah, we're not gonna get into that.
I'm not, just fix it. All I want you to do is fix it, that's all I ask for.
All right, anything?
Yeah, can you, when you have the work scheduled and you provide notice to the neighbors?
I mean, I don't know.
Give them notice of the one that will start. Do you know who your contractor is?
Sam Burns, yeah, and he's really good, he's fast.
Sam.
He's been doing these, you know, probably 40 years, at least, at least 50. I mean, he'll be in and out in, you know, a day and a half. And we're doing, let's be clear, we're doing the Newport extension and also Stratford extension.
Right.
One on Stratford and one on Newport.
Right.
And 5900 boardwalk, that's just a lap. You know, we're not extending any main or anything like that, we're just doing a straight lap.
Understood.
Yeah.
Well, Newport was the one we talked about.
Yeah.
Before, right.
Yeah, so with Stratford and Newport.
But we're not doing a public hearing on the Newport ones tonight.
No, this is for Stratford, this is for.
Yeah, it's combined.
Right.
It's gonna be bound in both.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It is Stratford, but it was some product on that.
Yeah, but there's no line.
Yeah, I mean.
So it comes across to Stratford.
No, I mean, we're extending main on Stratford and also on Newport. And Newport is gonna be for the house, you know, that vacant lot right now. Then Stratford obviously is for the house on Newport. Yeah.
So this one, and I think this is for the Stratford.
Yeah.
I don't think this is for the Newport.
That's the one we had a discussion on, that'll be on our next meeting agenda for public hearing.
The Stratford?
No, Stratford right now.
This one is Stratford.
Oh, okay.
And boardwalk.
The Newport one actually comes.
Yeah. The confusion is that 116 South Stratford really doesn't even exist right now, we haven't completely subdivided it. So the address is the 115 South Newport for the house that's almost complete. So I think that's what the confusion is.
Well, the item on the agenda.
Yes.
Is 116 South Stratford.
Yes.
So that's the home that's almost complete.
Yes.
The other one that's on the agenda is 5900 boardwalk. What that.
That's just the lap.
Yeah.
5900 boardwalk is.
Yeah, just a lap.
Is the other.
Yes.
The other street down, I wanna say, not Dorset.
Yeah, but I actually.
Derby or Dorset.
So tonight is 116 South Stratford, that's the one I, so these people aren't wanting to be affected by that.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you were saying 250 feet. feet, so they got notice.
Yeah, so they got the notice.
Yeah, we will be on time extending that, but, you know, in the meantime, we're going to be, you know, doing the
ones. But they're not opening the Newport.
No.
Not yet. Did you hear us talk in our workshop about a discussion item that talked about the Newport Avenue one?
Yeah.
That'll go through this process at our next meeting.
So it's not, your street's not getting affected probably until March.
So you're ahead of the game.
At least.
Yeah. It'll be warmer, hopefully.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay?
And but when's the hearing on subdividing that lot? Is that lot not subdivided?
That goes to the planning board.
It's not this board.
That's the planning board.
All our meetings are on our website and the agendas are posted. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. Chapman.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming out.
Okay, next we have our resolutions to vote by consent, and that is resolution 2020-001 through 2020-056, including frogs. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adopt resolutions 2020-001 through 056 by consent.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have our bills and payroll. Our CFO, will you please give us those amounts?
Yes. Okay. The total for a bill list is $2,281,030.11.
Thank you.
And for payroll, it's
$673,568.71.
We got another one.
There's actually two payrolls. Okay. Second
payroll. Sure. Which was the
one he did?
He did.
He did now. The second one is dated 12-1 through 12-14. That's $516,662.60.
Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated by the CFO, Commissioner Langer?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next on our agenda is any announcements or safety report.
I have commissioner comments. That's the next one.
Okay, that's the next one, yes.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I'll skip that.
Commissioner comments.
Next, we have commissioner comments and reports. Commissioner Langria?
So we finally received our DEP permit for the pier structures,
yep.
Both the bathroom and the
concession
stand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was surprised they gave us that.
Yeah, me too. That was a big bonus.
That was a big bonus. They did have a condition in there that surprised me, that we had to get Army Corps approval. Called up Steve Rochette at the Army Corps. I'm like, Steve, can I send you an email from the DEP, a permit we just got? And he's like, yeah, what's going on? He says, they require you to approve this. He's like, you don't need our approval. Save this email, send it to them, you don't need our approval. So we're good. So the bids are going to go out, the specs are getting worked on through Kathy and you, Ed?
Yes, Monday is in the paper.
Tuesday.
Then we have a pre-bid meeting, RFIs, and the opening, which I believe the first meeting is February.
Okay.
Great.
So we're going to push to get these
two.
First, the restroom, demo the old one, start building the new one. We're going to push for this year.
Okay.
That's going to require us to most likely close access to the pier during those two construction times. So we're going to have to let our pier members know that during the demolition of the existing structure, it's going to be closed. We may be able to reopen it temporarily before the construction restarts. What I'd also like to do is get the design plans up on our website again. I know they were there.
Yeah.
So let's get them back up so we can show people them. And,
I missed it. Did you talk about the dates of the bidding?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you comfortable with us posting on that until...
It's going out of paper on Tuesday.
It's gone on the paper, so yeah. Okay.
Monday?
So,
I think it was Tuesday. I think I saw it today. I double checked. I think Kathy said Tuesday.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's really good news.
That's great news.
It's been a while getting through the DEP.
So we'll do a post on the pier itself, mm-hmm. And then we pass the DEP approval.
Yep.
Going to the bidding.
Yep.
Fine.
Got our general permit. We're ready to go.
3 years.
Yeah.
Just a couple of two new things. Two new members of the advisory committee were appointed tonight through one of the resolutions. Jim Quinlan, who is a newer resident to Ventnor. He's an attorney out of Philadelphia, expressed interest, and we've appointed him. I've met with him a couple times now. Very interested in getting involved in the city as a new resident. And the second is Scott Oster, Heights resident, year-round resident as well. Met him a couple summers ago here on the beach and just was a guy that, larger than life, when you meet him. He's a former NFL football player, played for Temple.